We stayed over the bridge at that time. And then we came to stay at the other end of the village. And then we managed to buy the garage, and this house went with the garage. And then we got a loan from the council to do this house up, because it was really... Well, your mum will tell you they used to play in here.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was in pretty bad condition.
So tell me about the house then, and the buying of the garage and things like that. So you bought the... You completely did a DIY job.
Well, the man
the
that was had the garage was selling it, and he was selling it very cheap because he'd really run out of money, and we hadn't bought it. Papa might not have had a job. So Papa decided he would like to buy the garage, so we got a loan from the bank and bought the garage.
Very enterprising.
That's what we did. And he bought the garage without telling me. He was really quite odd, your grandfather. He had been discussing it with his sister, Auntie Joyce, and her husband, Ian Cooper. And one evening, I remember, he just disappeared. And I had no idea where he was, no idea. And I came along to see if he was in the garage, and he wasn't. And eventually he came back about 8:30 at night, and I said, "Where have you been?" And he said, "Oh, he'd been overseeing a banker in Pitlochry with Joyce." He never told me. And he said Joyce had decided that they would put in 1,000 into the garage if we could borrow the rest. So we managed to borrow the rest from a banker in Pitlochry that Joyce had worked with. She used to work in a bank. And Mr. Dow lent us the other 3,000, and we got the garage for 4,000. That's what we got it for. And the house was part of the garage, so we were very lucky.
Never really
bought this house, you know, it just went with the garage.
And the big garden as well?
We made the garden because it was just a field. We worked in it till we made the garden. It was just a wee border down here, and we did all the back bits, you know, ourselves. It was just a field, the grass was growing up to here in it. Used to look out the window from the garage from my office at this awful place, and then eventually we cut it all down, you know, and made it into a garage. Into a garden. So that's a long time ago.
So I never saw the garage.
No, you never saw us working, did you? Don't remember us in the garage. No, you didn't.
But can you describe it to me? It was like a sort of
same as it was.
Yeah.
And Papa was at the far end because he did coach building, you know, because people got their cars resprayed and things like that. Now they're just going by another one or something.
Yeah.
And this end here was my office, and then the bit in the middle was Ian Third was the mechanic in it.
And what would you do?
I just did the bookwork all to put out the accounts and sometimes helped serve the petrol, you know.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of bookwork to be done because we were very lucky. We had a lot of customers.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you'd be the only...
We were the only garage in the Glen.
And
so we've got
people,
all the Glen work here.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of people might have cars, but they didn't leave the Glen.
No, they just came to us. They really all came to us. Didn't bother going to Blair. No, they all came to us, which was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
And you just knew everybody, you know. And people are just beginning to get more cars at that time.
Yeah.
Because before that, they had none. But at that, when we took it over, most people had a car by that time. They did. And then Minguses were going steadily, so we got all their van working, you know, to sort all their vans.